Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Amy Stackhouse. She is an advertising and marketing professional, has been in the business for over 25 years as a leader. And she is currently president of Turnkey Connections, where she works with her son, Isaac, to help organizations design and implement programs that motivate consumers to take action and builds consumer loyalty in a digital world. Welcome, Amy. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Mike. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I think the last time I saw you was at your house on the lake.
Yep. We spent a lot of time there.
That's been a while. I've known Amy and Tom for a long time and good friends, and appreciate Amy taking a little bit of time to talk with us today. She's awfully busy. Amy, before I start into having you share with our listeners about your small-time leaders in your life, I'd like to ask you what you're most thankful for or grateful for right now in your life and work.
Well, in my life and work, I think that there are so many things to be thankful for and of, but I recently have focused on the mistakes that I've made and being thankful for the mistakes that I've made because they have really improved how I react and how I bring something new to the table. I was told at one point, you know, if you make a mistake and you make a mistake and you make a mistake and you're making the same mistake, then you're not getting very far down the road. And I feel like that when Isaac joined me 4 years ago, I had pretty much the same business that I had from the day that I started it and worked with the same kind of clients. And so when he came on board, we made some massive mistakes because I was approaching everything in the same mindset that I'd had for years. And so over the last 4 years, I've made some mistakes and some costly mistakes, but I'm grateful for those. I'm truly grateful for them.
Yeah.
And hope they don't repeat.
Yeah, don't repeat again. Yeah. Well, good. Well, thanks for sharing that. You're the first person who's ever shared that as a Thanksgiving. So thanks a lot, Amy. So tell us about a small-time leader in your life, someone who did a small thing that made a big difference in you and how you work today.
You know, a lot of what I have done, the reason that I even started Turnkey Connections was because my husband, Tom, is incredibly busy and is on the go a lot. And we wanted to, I just felt like he had to take the leader in the career world because we both were on high paths for careers. And so Tom kind of took the main role. But in that, I got to travel with him a lot. And one of the leaders that I'm grateful for, and people will probably laugh and go, he's not small time, but because he doesn't know who I am, I consider him my small-time leader. We were at a meeting once, and the keynote speaker was General Norman Schwarzkopf. And I, a lot of times at that point, was dealing with small children, and so I didn't even go to the meetings. But this was one that I went to and took the kids to. And he made a comment, and I think it's one of the platforms that he rode for years, when put in charge, be in charge. And that phrase just permeated my mind and my heart, and it has been a pivotal aspect for me as I am sometimes put in charge and sometimes not put in charge. So being put in charge means that I can take my ideas. But when you're on the consulting side, you have to take your ideas and put them in the heads of the people who are making the decisions. Originally in my career, I worked in the convenience store industry, and I was able to sit behind the desk and make a lot of decisions that I could make and implement. But coming into the career that I am in the advertising world now, I'm not that decision maker all the time. Right. So that one statement that Schwarzkopf made was, you know, and actually I went back and looked it up because I've always, it becomes your own when you put it in your own words.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was when put in charge, be in charge. And then I actually went and looked it up and he said, when placed in command, take charge.
Okay. Oh.
So I kind of made it a less military application for myself. But in that, I've developed where when put in charge, be in charge means that I have to have goals. I have to have very clear goals. Mm-hmm. And goals are actionable. If they're not actionable, then they're dreams. And you don't get very far in your dreams.
Right. Oh, wow. Sends chills when I hear about it. And to hear that and change your life. Can you give me an example of how that's worked for you in your work or your life?
Well, I think how it's worked for me is to realize that the way my company works is that I go into a small to medium-sized business and I become their marketing department. I become their voice. So when you ask me about clients, I have a really hard time because I'm not out to win awards. Mm-hmm. I'm out to become a part of a company and be their voice. So I kind of become them.
Yeah.
It's as if I'm on their payroll as a personal employee. So I guess when I've been put in charge, I've worked with credit unions, financial institutions, and one of the really hot topics lately is to have the financial literacy, and everybody wants to do it. They want to put it out there. They want to be a part of that learning curve, but they don't really know how. So Turnkey Connections is taking something from conception to execution and turning the whole process.
Yeah.
And so in that financial literacy, what we've been able to do is put together a program that pulled in the banking aspect. It's pulled in entrepreneurs and how they became entrepreneurs. And if they didn't have their finances in order, how difficult that was. Like if they made bad decisions, then they weren't getting the loans that they needed to make. And then pulling in just other life skills and just pulling that program together and putting it out there in the high schools.
Wow.
And so for kids who are thinking about what do I want to do? What do I want to be? Mm-hmm. How important it is to have that element to their education. So I guess that's where being put in charge, taking charge and making it work to me on a higher level.
Wow. And that's important work too. I knew you worked in advertising and PR and helping organizations like that, but I had no idea it got down to actually with high school kids and helping them understand and grow as adults. So that's important work.
I love it.
I'm sure your kids would have something to say about you being in charge from time to time.
Yeah. My kids have said, we homeschooled.
Yeah.
And part of that was because academic excellence was terribly important to me, but also them getting to see the world and put the world into their toolbox was very important to me. So the kids will tell you that for anybody to have me as a teacher, I was not an easy teacher.
Yeah.
But again, I knew my role of being put in charge, but my kids knew when they were put in charge.
Yeah.
When they were put in charge of their curriculum or their schedule or how they learned something, it was serious business. But we've also used that same phrase as they've taken off in their careers because nobody instructs kids when they go out into the workforce that sometimes they still have to do what might seem like a class project.
Yeah.
And they're not in charge, but they need to put in the same amount of work.
Yeah.
And then play that game. So it's a pretty important skill that people need to really envelop and learn how it works throughout life.
Right. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's something we can all take with us when put in charge, be in charge. And I want to ask you one more thing. You first started out by telling you were thankful for your mistakes. And when I think about that, as you move up in your career, sometimes giving things up or changing the way you're doing things because of learnings like you had from those mistakes are a step forward. Did you change anything in specifically from one of those mistakes that you shared with us at the beginning that's helped your business?
Yeah, I stopped saying yes all the time. I learned that it was okay for me to say, I cannot do that, or I will not do that. Because a lot of times as an entrepreneur, you're hungry and you'll go, sure, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Sure, yep. I'll be happy to do that. And with that comes a lot of sleepless nights, because I am really bad. Tom will tell you probably my worst habit is if I don't know how to do something, I may learn how to do it while I'm doing the project that has to be completed by the next morning. And that sometimes really leads to a lot of frustration. And I am a feeling person.
Yeah, it's hard to say no and not please folks. Yeah. Well, Amy, thanks so much for sharing your example of your small time leader who shared something that changed your life. I'll let you go and we'll talk with you on our next episode of Small Time Leaders.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.